Hello. You are listening to the Carol Connection. With your host, Jared Carol.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Carol Connection. Figured I'd toss you guys a little Rick and Morty on that one. So, happy 30th episode, guys. So, this is my 30th episode. And I had people lined up for it, and it just didn't pan out for this week. So, I decided to do a solo episode, and kind of just let it rip. And wanted to take a chance to kind of look at the things that I've accomplished this past year with starting the podcast. I mean, we're fast approaching the end of the year, fast approaching the 1 year anniversary of this podcast in November, so I kind of have something planned special for that, so I'll maybe touch upon that a little bit later in this one. But really, I want to talk about how this podcast kind of came to light and the things that I've accomplished since starting this, like episode 30. Like, what the fuck? Like, what happened to this year, 2020? Jesus Christ. Like, it just feels like time just fucking went so fast, and now we're here. And it's kind of starting time to reflect a little bit and what we've learned on this year. And I'll touch on some personal stuff, but like, I'm not going to dive too deep into like what I've gone through, but relating to the podcast. Yeah. So basically we're 30 episodes in. I've done several weeks of this stuff and I've learned so much about myself as a person, and I've grown through these episodes. I hope you guys can tell how much I've grown. Like, I've gone back and listened to like some of these episodes. I mean, go back to episode 1 with Eric Lazito. Like, holy shit. I'm not even close to the same person I was in that episode. Like, I was super nervous. I didn't really know how to do a podcast. Like, I just kind of let it fucking record and just, we bullshitted and just had a good time. And ever since then, I've really kind of started to find a rhythm and here and there. And I think really one of my biggest episodes, still number 1 to this day, as of right now, episode 4 with Kate Abrams. Shout out, Kate. And if you haven't checked out that episode, please check it out. She will definitely come back on in the future, and that'll be a really fun episode to do and kind of reflect. But every episode has a different flavor to it, a different spice per se. And because each person's different. Everyone brings a different type of energy to the podcast that's helping this podcast get to where it needs to get to and getting to the people who it needs to get to. And that part's so cool because I look at this as like a therapy session for myself. And right now, this is kind of like a journaling moment for me, like out loud, just recording and hearing what happens. Like, I did not record a single thing before this, and I'm just letting it go and just letting you hear what's in my head. And I think that's very crucial for people to kind of get a picture. Like, there are people like you that go through different things, and they just might not say it. Like, I'm more of a public person, so I kind of just let it loose, and I don't really care what people have to say, like, about me or my opinions. Like, I could be educated in certain matters, but, like, the way I kind of view myself, you can't change the way I view myself. I love me. One of the things that I've kind of come into contact with this year is dealing with people who don't love themselves. That has been so hard to deal with because I'm such an empathic person that I take on the emotions of other people. Like, swear to God. And sometimes it's to my fault, and sometimes it's not, but like in ways that it's not is like this podcast, like having everyone come on with this different energy. Like, I can kind of take some of that and like learn something from that and grow. And even when it's like not good in the sense of like I'm taking on these bad emotions from people, I could still learn something from that. It's a growing moment. I'm a growing person going through things, going through life. And it's important to acknowledge that, you are toxic too. Like, you have toxic traits that you need to get over, and you have negative energy surrounding yourself, and you need to work on that and heal. Every person's got something. You might not think you do. You might think you're fucking top of the chain, like you're the best person, you're so positive, but I guarantee that there's something in there that you need to work on too. We all need to work on something, and if we all just admit that and try to like help each other, this place would be a 10 times better place. And that's no cap. That's just facts. I'm just spitting facts off my head. And without ranting too much before the personal stuff, this fucking podcast, man, like, I've learned so much on how to communicate. I preach and preach and preach about communication and how important that is, whether it's a relationship, a friendship, with family, work, it doesn't matter. Communication is so fucking crucial. If you don't know how to communicate yourself, your feelings, your emotions, you're really gonna fucking struggle. in anything that you do. And I've met a lot of people recently that do struggle with that. And it's interesting to see that and see the lack of willingness to work on it. I think that coming from me as a person who's actively trying to get better and always trying to be the best possible version of myself and preaching that, when seeing other people not have that same goal can be frustrating. And I've learned to kind of accept this year that it's not my job to fix people. Like, that's not my job. My job is to help myself and help people around me. And if you don't want my help, then that's not my problem. And for a big portion of my life, I would take that as my problem, as people not wanting to help themselves, and like me choosing to be in their lives was affecting me because that part of them was not doing what they should be doing. And I was taking that as like my own energy, and that's not okay to do. It's their journey. It's their path. You can't take so much of their stuff and put it onto you because it's not yours to carry. My empathic people out there can really relate to that, I believe. I think a lot of us take on the energy of people and carry it as our own when it really isn't ours. It's not yours to carry. That weight that they're carrying, that's not for you. You can't hold on to that forever. You need to focus on you. Take that time. Take that space. Be alone for a little bit if you have to be alone. Shit, I've been single for 5-6 years now. And I'm still fucking up in some aspects. And like, that shit happens though. I'm a human. We're all human. You gotta learn. You gotta grow. You gotta put yourself in risky situations. And like, people talk about love is risky. You gotta put yourself out there. First though, you gotta love yourself. I will preach and preach and preach and preach about that. You have to love yourself. And the reason I keep saying, coming back to this point, is because a lot of this stuff really affected me this year. And I kind of lost sight of myself for a little bit, like as quarantine kind of hit and like just going through some of these winter months and spring of just like forgetting my path a little bit. I think a lot of people got kind of caught up in this pandemic, and context really does fucking matter. Context is everything. Like, everything has a story. Some might not be worth listening to, but I believe every story is worth listening to. Hearing people out and hearing where they come from, because that allows you to really dig deeper into understanding how they felt and why they acted the way they did in those situations. And for someone who communicates and looks deeper into those like emotions, like, I think that's fucking so valuable. And this episode is me kind of looking at myself from like that outer perspective almost, and trying to acknowledge, yeah, I had a lot of growth this year, but I also had some setbacks in the sense of just like not being aligned with my values. And that's huge to acknowledge. I think a lot of people out here are just like pretending to be something they're not sometimes on social media, and that's not okay. I think a lot of people see people go from 0 to 100 in the sense of like rags to riches, and they don't see the process, and then they get envious of that person for getting there. Like, why I'm so open on this podcast now is so I can look at myself in fucking 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, however many years, and be like, damn, I really did grow from that situation. My mindset is elevating. When I listen to myself back, I hear that growth. The way I look at things now is not how I looked at back in November when I was first recording these podcasts with Eric and my grandfather and my cousin Carrie and Kate, like those original episodes. My mindset is so grown from that moment. The way I look at things, the way I talk about things, the context matters. The tone of your voice and the way you say certain things matters. That's why I'm not a huge fan of texting and on the social media stuff sometimes, because you can't see the facial expressions, the tone, the eyes. I love doing these face-to-face interviews because when I look you in the eyes, I really see you talking about yourself, the passion, the pain, all that shit fucking matters. We need to get back to those type of conversations. Yes, they're difficult. Sitting across from someone, looking them in the eyes, whether you're doing it with your significant other, your family member, your friend, a serious ass conversation is fucking not easy. So many people struggle. So many. And I was one of them. It took a lot of self-work and a lot of self-love to kind of get myself out of that position to be able to sit and do fucking 30 podcast episodes. That's insane. I'm building a small group and audience around it, and it's so fun to do, and I appreciate every single one of you who listens to this episode and every episode, even if it's for 5 minutes, you listen in. I appreciate that. I seriously, seriously appreciate that. It's more than I ever thought I would even get. Like, I'm so thankful to have a fucking platform, a voice where I could say what I want to say and talk about mental health and try to be positive and be open with myself. Sharing this moment with everyone, like, is huge for me. Like, you see me. I'm not hiding behind nothing. Like, if you DM me and I had a bad day, I'll tell you I had a bad day. I might not tell you my personal stuff, but I'll let you know if I'm in the mood or I'm not in the mood to have a conversation. Like, that's a lot of growth in me to have that ability to do that. It takes time. It really does. A lot of self-love, a lot of patience. A lot of patience. You gotta take the time. And one thing I keep saying on these recent episodes is heal yourself. Heal yourself of your traumas, the mental wounds, the battle scars that you've gone through. Take the time to look in, whether you're spiritual, religious, doesn't matter. Take the time to look at your emotions and how they're affecting you. Take a second, take a pause, take a break. It's okay to take breaks. It's important to take breaks. You need to in order to grow as a person. And that's something I'm working on. That's something I encourage all my listeners to do, my friends to do, my family to do. Take breaks and work on yourself. Heal. Heal, heal, heal. I'll say it 1,000 times. And you can't heal without feeling your feelings. Whew. That one hits. You can't heal without feeling your feelings. I say it all the time, guys. If you aren't feeling your feelings, I don't know what you're doing. And when you feel those feelings, you got to understand them, look at them, and ask yourself, really ask yourself, do those feelings and emotions trigger actions that are aligned towards your values? And if you don't even know what your values are, take that step back and look even further. What do I value? What do I want out of my life? What do I think is my purpose? What are my passions? These are important questions to ask. And I did a little rant on a couple Mondays ago on my Snapchat about not caring what people think. And one of the questions I asked was like, what do you think about you? And when I said that, I was like, wow, that's really powerful. What do you think about you? And when I think about that, I just think I'm so worthy of everything that's coming to my life, whether it's blessings or love or whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm open to the idea. I'm open to that. Whatever comes to my life can come to my life, and whatever wants to leave can leave. And I struggle with that this year, letting go of things that aren't serving me and my purpose or aren't allowing me to be my best self. Sometimes, like everybody else, we hold on to things so tightly and we don't want to let go. But sometimes you gotta have to, and that requires experience going through things, and I'm learning that. And I'm getting better at that. And another thing is dealing with my full emotions. Two of the emotions I'd say is sadness and anger. Shit. I think a lot of us struggle with those two. And I've gotten better with dealing with sadness. Journaling, meditating, 2 big fucking portions of my life. Working out more, running. If you don't work out and you have mental health issues, you're not giving yourself a fighting chance. Try to go for a walk. I know it's hard to get out of bed sometimes, but you have to. Just go for a walk. I guarantee you'll feel a little bit better. It's not going to cure you, but it's going to help. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to help ourselves, give ourselves a fighting chance. So I've been doing that more. And anger, whew, fuck. I've had some slip-ups recently where I've been so toxic and I haven't been like my true self and reverting to old behaviors. And they're not as bad as they used to be. For sure, I've gotten better and I've grown, but still juvenile. Still not the type of person I want to be or portray myself to be through that emotion. So channeling that emotion and figuring out a different way to release it. Maybe pick up a boxing class. Maybe I should like run an extra little bit. Like there's certain ways I got to deal with anger better so I don't take that out on people that I actually do care about and say things that I don't really mean. That's a big thing. And that's a big thing I've learned this year. There's a lot that I've learned this year about myself. Meditation. We'll go back to that one for a second. Meditation. Whew. I've fallen off recently and I haven't been as consistent as I wanted to recently. But breath work is so amazing. It's like healing. Like, when people say they like to smoke, they really do like to smoke the in and out, the inhaling and exhaling, because that is literally relaxing for people. Why do you think meditation is so popular? Meditation is in and out. And then there's different types of meditation, different types of breath work and all that stuff. You can Google all that shit. But if you don't meditate, try 5 minutes a day. When you get those thoughts, think of it as a wave. Allow yourself to think that and then let go and focus on your breath. Create a mantra for yourself or just in and out. Just say in and out and just keep breathing. I guarantee it'll help. It'll help with your mood. It'll calm you down. Shit helps me. I'll continue to support that type of stuff and yoga and all that stuff. Check that stuff out. But back to this podcast stuff a little bit. I've been working on merchandise. Got sweatshirts coming on the way. Specifically ordered. So if you haven't ordered a sweatshirt, you're not going to be able to probably buy one. I'm not having a lot of stock on those at first. Shirts, I do have extra shirts. So if you do not have a Carol Connection shirt, please hit me up in the DMs and I will get you a shirt. Everyone who has a shirt, I appreciate the support. Like, that means the fucking world to me. The fact that I even have merchandise, holy fuck, man. I never even thought I'd get this far. I never even thought I'd get to this point. Like, yeah, you believe, and then, like, you're here, and you're like, wow, I'm really making a lot of progress. Like, almost 1 year in. Almost 1 year in of doing a whole podcast. That's so crazy to me, like, that I have a podcast. And I have, like, an audience, and, like, I have people who are receptive to what I say and listen. And I have people who are willing to talk to me, share their story. I've had multiple people reach out to share their story. You know how fucking cool that is? That people hear my podcast through others and be like, hey, I want to go share my story with him because I feel like it's a safe place to be myself. And that's what I encourage. Be you. As I say, be you, boo. Focus on you. Share your story. Talk that shit. Everyone's got something. And like, I encourage that. I encourage people to be themselves. I want you to be yourself. I want you to feel like I'm a safe place. I'm a safe person. Be you with me. Because I'm being you. I'm being me with you. It's all about being authentic. I'm not trying to be nobody else. I'm not trying to copy nobody else. Even with this intro and like, not this intro, funny. Even with this episode, like this solo, this is just me talking. It's like a journal session for me. Like I say, these podcasts are therapy sessions. This is like a journaling session for me. And I'm just so thankful. If you've listened to up to this point, I appreciate you. Appreciate everyone that has supported the podcast from the beginning. This rest of the year is going to be crazy. I got a lot of stuff in store. Hopefully starting a YouTube channel. Hopefully recording some episodes. I've had multiple people who've been on already who want to come back and talk about how this year has gone for them. So hopefully I can get those episodes coming back to you guys with some of your favorite guests. And if you haven't been on the podcast before and you do want to be on the podcast, reach out, please. I can't think of everything. Shit, guys. If you want to come on the podcast, please reach out. I'm always willing to meet and talk to everybody. Please, 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 please hit me up. And thank you again for supporting. But if you want the merch, hit me up. If you want to be on the podcast, hit me up. And just stay tuned for this stuff coming up. It's going to be great. And I can't wait to see what the rest of this year has in store. And I'll probably do another solo episode in like a month or so. Maybe I'll do it sooner. I don't know. But I'll definitely do one to recap this entire year, 2020 as a whole. And we'll go from there, guys. So if you like the podcast, share with your friends. Rate, review, all that fun stuff. You can check it out at thecarolconnection.simplecast.com or Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or all the major listening platforms. And if you haven't checked out the other episodes, guys, please check those out. I've had some fantastic guests. Please check them out. Until next time, guys. Bye.